down the mountain was good.
Eventful, so that was a good thing.
Keep foggy.
Actually, too warm to be foggy, I believe.
That 67 over here.
About 65 out here at the Dollar General on the 408.
With you yesterday down there at Michelin.
Without hope, but still a good day. Worth the ride down there. Go back next month, so that's when they really start to turn loose of the funds for the end of the year.
And a few things a little bit more expensive things by the end of the year.
Time of year, so everybody starts trying to adjust their money for taxes. They don't think I'm going to have that problem this year.
I know I did a PO for $58K for some kind of new lab instrument.
Hopefully it'll be there before the end of the year.
A thing for a maintenance cart, kind of like a golf cart with a deck on the back or whatever. And it said it was in stock, but the guy didn't tell me when it was going to deliver. It'll probably just show up.
With me about that is they say they have it in stock, and then they take your money, and then they don't have it in stock and don't know when they're going to get it.
And I deal with the online place called E-Trailer. They do, you know, tires, all kinds of hitches and stuff. And I ordered some tires. They immediately emailed back and said, hey, these are going to be a couple of weeks, but we got these. You know what I mean? So it made it pretty easy.
Things like that, you don't mind so much because the businesses realize, okay, we don't have this, but here's another alternative. So that you don't mind too much, or I don't anyway. Look at that website, E-Trailer. They got lots of stuff on there that you never even think about.
I bought winches from there and tires from there, and I bought several things from there. I usually end up buying something about once a month from there.
I hadn't been on their site in a while, but last time I was on there, they had quite a few options for different things, and didn't seem like the prices were any higher than anywhere else.
Decent prices, like you said, they weren't outrageous, and they shipped pretty quick, so that was good. They have ordered 8 tires and that from them.
Feels like they're making a little bit of progress out here on 290. Ain't beating my brains out this morning.
When the last time I was up through there, must have been back in the summer when we were camping up there, is probably the last time I went up there.
They've got the road ground all the way out to the end. Now they just got to finish paving it. So hopefully they'll get that done here before too much longer.
Go pick up a couple of batteries today.
Your pickup truck for work, didn't you?
On Halloween. And I think I've only put like 20 miles on it. The tech stuff for it. It came in yesterday.
I got WeatherTech floor mats in the Excursion.
It has a rubber floor mat in it, but it's real squishy, and they say that it tries to start bunching up after a while, and that, so we put some of that in there, and I put the little window deflectors on.
Be able to roll the window down when it's raining a little bit.
Give me just about 30 seconds here, going in a bad spot. KN4 TFW. Right now.
I think I spoke too soon about 290. I still beat you to death there around the Sphinx.
Well, before I head up that way, now my next trip is out to the Outer Banks at the end of the month.
The Outer Banks at the end of the month, is that what you said? Get there from here.
going to Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. We're going to ride up to my sister-in-law's house in Raleigh. And then, because we're all going, so we'll leave from there and just ride out there.
Cost to go up 85 and that way then.
Charlotte, pick up 49, head up that way. Go through Asheboro and up to Cary.
And out 85 to Charlotte and cut up that way. It's coming from the house. You got to go 40 to 85. And then you get on 64, which takes forever.
You're going out through the country, although they got a couple of new bypasses in there. They got a bypass around Asheboro that saves you a little bit of time. And then if I go and catch the 485 loop, and go kind of out of your way, but it's a lot quicker than hitting all those red lights there by the college.
That way, in close to 20 years now, but all I remember was once you got on 64, it seemed like forever to get to the Outer Banks.
It's gonna be like 4 hours from Cary, you know what I mean? And that's like, it seems like it's nearly there, but like you said, it's like going out 101.
Way back, we went up into Virginia Beach there and cut across the lower part of Virginia and come back down that way. And to be honest, we couldn't tell a hill beans difference other than it was a four-lane road.
Anyway, I know my mother-in-law and sister-in-law and brother-in-law, they're going to leave on Sunday to head back, and we're leaving on Monday to head back, but they only got a four-hour drive.
That's an all-day trip, especially towing a camper.
Taking the camper. We're just, we're going to stay in one of their cabins that has, you know, a restroom, and it's got all the amenities, and I think it sleeps like six.
I was going to say, if you're towing a camper, that's a long trip.
With camper.
He lives out that way, but I hadn't seen him in a while. And then I've got friends that just moved out there.
GFW. Well, hopefully the hurricane stays away and the weather be nice when we go out there. I don't think I've ever been to the beach. Not that beach at that time of year.
About the time of year we went. So, I'm not a beach person. Just never have been.
Yeah, my first mother-in-law, she lived down at the beach down there, just north of West Palm Beach in Florida. We used to go down there for like Christmas break and stuff like that.
Like I said, never really been a beach person. Never really cared for it. I'd rather just be sitting somewhere on a front porch looking out over the mountains.
Are you there?
Anybody on the road this morning down here?
I'm 29 on that. Of course, I haven't made it to the interstate yet, but I don't see any red or yellow on the interstate.
What about down here on 29, way to Hampton? Stretches here where I don't even see a taillight or anything.
Usual. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, I'm off on Monday. It's a holiday for the company, so I won't be on the radio then.
Probably just me then.
The daughter is kind of the first time she ever really watched the election and looked at anything, and she's looking at the breakdown of the counties and the blue states, and she says, man, it's mostly just red. She didn't realize it was all the big cities that was making them turn blue.
It is pretty amazing when you start looking at it, how much red there is in the state or in the country. And then you got these little bitty spots of blue where everybody's all gathered around each other. So it is kind of funny to think about that.
Gentlemen, KF4MUF.
30, KO4HKX.
Morning, Jody, KN4GFW.
I hope everybody's doing well.
Good over here. Hope you are.
It just jumped up on the interstate.
I'm doing very well. Making my way into that big house.
Parking lot to my first stop. So I'm sitting here looking at it. They're here. Doors are open. Service truck's here, so. But they got a few minutes.
They're early, so they don't have to sit around and wait for something.
About it years ago, this is probably the best time to catch everybody. Because they got three mechanics. One of them stays in the shop, and the other two are field service. And everybody comes here first thing in the morning. So it's the best time to catch everybody. And sometimes I get here before they do. Sometimes they get here before I do. So it all works out. The tool guys, they don't start their routes till 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I've done half a route by then.
You know, the guys, you know, like the mechanics appreciate you being there early like that, so they ain't gonna have to try to stop in the middle of something.
We're HK. Some of them do, and then some of them don't like to see you no matter when you come, because they gotta pay a bill. But I don't know, man. I try to do things different. It's not about keeping somebody in debt for me. I just want to make a living. Some of these other guys, that's all they look at is dollar signs.
The more they can sell them, the better they are. So I'll be back, KF4MUF.
You got to get batteries for this time.
I got the replacement battery for the welder. And they were, it kind of goes up in a hole in a welder, and they had the terminal and turned, and when they pushed it in there, it shorted out the battery, and now the battery's dead, so I gotta get that one. Then I got a floor scrubber, a ride-on floor scrubber that has like four golf cart batteries in it, and one of them, I don't know, after about 10 minutes, it just dies, so, but it's 2 years old.
Okay, well, those things will happen. I mean, that's part of it.
It's a Cushman cart that's, I mean, it's big and it's heavy. You know, it's like a four-seater with the back deck and everything. And I think I replaced, like, four batteries in it one time, and now it looks like it may need it by the end of the day. It's getting really slow, but they could go, or like, a long way around the buildings, and it's just a gradual hill. Or they could go up this big steep hill, and I mean, the hill's steep, and they just keep going up that steep hill, and it just kills the battery.
It will, because it takes more to go up that hill, but also putting batteries in that aren't the same will do that. I know, like the diesel trucks, you never put one battery in. You always put them in pairs, otherwise that one battery would drag the other one down. Cause them not to last as long.
And I gotta go pick up four batteries, you know what I mean? Then I guess I'll take the company truck home.
For carrying your radio in a bag so you can plug it into the vehicles you're moving around in, kind of like Leon.
Need a go bag, right?
Do that. Well, Ken, I hate to do it, but I'm gonna have to cut out of here so I can get this day started. So you be careful the rest of your trip, and have fun today. And if Jody comes back, tell him I said 7-3. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now, guys.
You have an awesome, safe day, and I'll catch you, I guess, maybe on Monday. Maybe over the weekend, KN4TFW.